This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Yep, Friday morning. It's Friday already. That's what happens when you get Thanksgiving on a Thursday, I guess. But I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here in Tampa, Florida on AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe right now. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang hauling mail all over the place, and our suicide jockeys, they're hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And you can find us there as Captain's America. Captain's America gets you in the door. Now, don't forget that you can also follow our website and see what's going on there by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that we have to offer. All right, well, joining us right now in California, we got the one, the only, the incomparable Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Now, the reason everybody's out there on the porch is because we got us a football game, college football game, and they're all here to watch it. Last game of the year, USF. And the Bucks are away this weekend in Cleveland, but there's going to be one whale of a party town here come Saturday night.
Wow, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices. Okay, Kyle, we have a witness who said that the Chesapeake Walmart shooter targeted only certain people, and we also have found out that with the manifesto that he had on his phone, that he had some other people working in other stores that he might was considering to go pay a little visit to as well.
Yes, this is very disturbing on so many different levels, obviously. Captain, unfortunately, sometimes there are the signs and sometimes there may not be the signs. But certainly somebody who had that much hatred and to be that disturbed may have shown some signs. And a forensic investigation may reveal that and help us to spot that in the future as well.
Well, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Now, China's iPhone City. You've heard about that, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Where they make a lot of the iPhones there in China. They're
right.
Currently making, I think, the iPhone 14 or something like that. They've tightened up their COVID amid the protests that are going on there. And there's actually some job actions going on at that plant where the workers are walking off the job and just saying, well, you know, we're gonna take a long lunch or whatever it is they're gonna do. They can't afford to fire them because they need the people. They got so many back orders of phones.
Well, that's exactly right. We understand, too, according to some reports, that some of the protesters, quote-unquote, as they're making their voice heard, they're actually being beaten or they're being detained as well.
And that shouldn't surprise anybody, should it?
No, not at all. You know, Captain, how many more stories do we need to have like this? How much more do we need to find out about what the communist Chinese government really does before it really starts affecting things? And it's a very, very sad thing indeed.
Now, the UN Security Council has ordered a probe of the Iranian protest crackdown. I don't know what it is they're going to be probing. Because last I checked, the UN wasn't exactly given carte blanche to come into Iran and just go roaming wherever they wanted.
Well, no. In fact, if as part of the original nuclear deal, right, you'd have like 28 days or 30 days or something to give them notice before you came in to check out the nuclear plant or whatever it might be. So that doesn't really help at all. In fact, it just gives them time to hide things or move things around. But certainly, though, this latest thing that has been happening in Iran has caught international attention and hopefully will lead to something bigger happening in Iran.
Well, we'll know soon enough now, won't we?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The other thing is that when it comes to the schools in China, they're going to close them back down again. They're going to quarantine the kids. They're going to have them go at home and shutting down some of the cities and all that because of the COVID outbreak again over there. So that's really it's really getting to the point of being very foolish. But that's just me talking. All right, well, when we come back, Kyle, we're going to talk about the next act. What's going to happen with Sarah Palin next time around? She, of course, just lost her bid to run for Congress. But what's going to happen the next time around? We'll see if we can figure it out. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thanks very much there, Jeff. And this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. You've heard me talking about Relief Factor for going on well over 8 years. That's how long I've been taking it. I found out about the same way that you are on the radio, and I decided, well, nothing I'm taking is really working. Let's see what this does. It was affordable enough. It was only $19.95 for the three-week quick start, and I figured, well, hell, $20 is all I'm going to be out if it doesn't work. I tried it. I took it. It worked. The rest is history, and I'm still taking it. And the reason I take it and the reason I tell you about it is because it works. If it didn't, you wouldn't hear me saying a word. Now, all you got to do is give them a call or go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Easiest way is to go to the website and check out the three-week quick start, the 1995 three-week quick start. And when you do that, you're going to find out that you'll be able to order that, try it for 3 weeks. And at the end of the 3 weeks, it'll ask you if you want to continue to order it or not. If it's working for you, of course, you're going to continue to order it. And then the monthly pricing will kick in, which due to the match, you can pretty much figure out what it's going to be. And away you go. Now, relieffactor.com/captain, 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 the place to go. Remember, when you take that, it's all natural, no narcotics in it, 100% drug-free, And what's in it is going to help you to reduce the swelling, the inflammation, the pain that you got by going right straight to the source. And that's what I like about it. That's what I like about it. No fuss, no muss. Just grab it and slam it. See you tomorrow. And Kyle, what do you tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo, bingo. Okay. Now, Sarah Palin. Got beat again. This time for a congressional seat. I'm not really sure what this system is they were using. We were talking about this yesterday. And it's kind of screwy because it's not by popular vote. I mean, you could have more votes than the next guy or girl and lose. So what is it they did that was so special?
Well, especially in the case of the Senate race there with Murkowski, they would use a rank system. So you have candidate one, candidate two, for example, that so people say, well, I vote for candidate one, but I can live with candidate two, or I don't like candidate three, or this kind of thing. So they're able to use that system in order to determine, who the winner is, quote unquote. So it's a little bit different. It's also, I think, known as consensus voting, to some degree. So it's not simply get 51% of the vote and you win. It's that you have to be the consensus.
Huh. Okay. And we know that as a result, she wasn't, so she didn't get it, and that Democrat incumbent got to keep the seat, even though she was getting beat by the two Republicans.
Well, right. And, of course, here came Sarah Palin. You know, she was at one time governor of Alaska and, of course, ran with John McCain,
sure,
as his vice presidential nominee or vice presidential ticket partner. But for some reason, this just did not materialize for her in Alaska going after this seat in the House.
So Herschel Walker and Joy Reid have been going at it for about a week, week and a half. And he challenged her to a debate. And I understand she finally agreed.
Well, that's what we understand, but she also is trying to get after him about this gaffe that he made speaking. But she tweeted this out, Captain, and I did see a copy of this tweet. Her tweet handle evidently is Joyanne Pro Democracy Reid. So this is breaking news. I guess she's pro democracy. I guess she has to put that on there. I thought we're all kind of pro democracy in the grand sense. She also has a little emoji with a mask on it, along with her little blue check mark. But regarding this gaffe, she tweeted out, Captain, quote, "The ancestors are weeping. Why does he always need these handlers who can't even stop him from embarrassing himself? Just humiliating."
And she doesn't embarrass herself?
Well, see, this is the thing. You know, I think that somebody like Joy Reid, the way that she conducts herself and talks about things, it just seems like she's driven by the ideology. I don't know that she's really looking for a, quote, debate with Herschel Walker.
I don't either.
I think she just wants to advance her own political, ideological viewpoint. And that's kind of sad because usually a debate, or, you know, has got to be something where there's going to be some new information. And sometimes, and this is what people do, when they give information that they conceive, okay, this is really the deal, they need to change their outlook on things, but ideologues don't do that.
Well, the reason that he wants to debate her, I guess, is because Warnock won't debate him.
Well, right, exactly, and then the one time he did talk with them that we know, you know, one of the recent times he had said that he had really gone to town with Senator Warnock and was able to do a good job.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens, because apparently Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz are on board with this. They've been with him a lot lately, advising him. I'm not sure if that's a real... Ted Cruz, I'd be more convinced, would help him than Lindsey Graham, because I'm not really sure about how Lindsey Graham is going to help him. I just am not.
Well, Senator Graham can kind of be a mixed bag sometimes. You kind of don't know exactly where he's going to be coming from. But I think you're right about Senator Cruz. And those are those handlers, I think, that Joy Reid seemed to be indicating in her tweet.
Now, some women that were involved with Mr. Epstein and were accosted by him are suing the Deutsche Bank and J.P. Morgan over the Epstein ties that they had in banking some of his money that was coming and going. And I don't know if they're going to get lucky or not, but they're trying to get their hands on some of that money.
Well, exactly. This whole thing with Epstein, of course, continues to reverberate, and this is one of those big reverberations, I think.
Well, you think they have a chance?
Well, I hate to say, but I think it depends. It depends.
Okay, I think they're spinning their wheels because I think that money's already been tied up in the lawsuits that have been put out there. By the way, Alex Jones yesterday, again, state of Texas, a court in Texas awarded two individuals, survivors one of the children that was killed at the school in Connecticut that he said was contrived and didn't really happen. They awarded the parents $49.7 million in a separate lawsuit.
Wow. Well, again, you know, the ramifications of everything that happened with Alex Jones regarding Sandy Hook and so forth is just really unbelievable. And the parents have gone through so much, and these court cases and so forth, there's so much pain and suffering involved in this.
Well, that's what you get when you run your mouth and you don't know what you're talking about. You make up a story, conspiratorial story, which was absolutely not true, that the whole thing was contrived and made up and that nobody died. I mean, my God, what did you think was going to happen?
Well, precisely. It's just going way, 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 way too far, and just no credibility now at all, and not for a long time, I think.
And I don't even know what the total is in terms of money right now, but I think it's around $400 million or something like that.
Yeah, it's
it might even be higher than that. I don't know.
Well, and it goes to show, just as you said, Captain, you have to be accurate, and you have to, you know, no matter what story comes through this program each and every morning, we have to be accurate about it, and we have to deal with the reality of whatever that is. That's what's so good about this program.
Well, we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to tell you about how some of the military spent their Thanksgiving yesterday. Some of the military guys overseas and girls got a little bit of a surprise. Get a little surprise because they didn't get quite as much as they got the year before, and they're all wondering what they did to get on Santa's bad boy or bad girl list, and how come they didn't have a lot of the stuff they had last year. Well, I can tell you why, and I'll tell you why when we come back on the other side of this break coming up right now. So, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Transplant surgeons in several hospitals are now part of clinical trials to see if we can boost a number of usable organs through what's called donation after cardiac death. It's triggered ethical debates about life and death because it allows surgeons to retrieve organs in the body once it has no chance of survival, but brain death has not officially been declared. More than 100,000 men, women, and children in the U.S. alone are currently waiting for an organ donor. And the winner of the National Dog Show is a French bulldog named Winston. The win for Winston was just a walk in the park. It's his 78th career Best in Show award. An English toy spaniel was named Reserve Best in Show, also known as Miss Congeniality. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Smile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroSmile.com and tell them the captain said.
You betcha. Tell them the captain sent you. And I'll tell you what. Heroes Mile, spelled H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com, the website, is run by former Lieutenant General William Lennox, who was the former commanding general at West Point for 6 years, from 2001 to 2007. The general believes strongly in military, working with military, helping each other out, because you understand, you walked a mile in each other's shoes, so you know a little bit about something about the problems that they've got. For example, combat veterans, veterans that perhaps worked in high security areas where you were literally maybe locked in a missile silo. That'll drive you batty after a few months when you're there until they say, time to come out and see the daylight. Wow. But anyway, HeroesMile.com, the website. Go over there and check it out. And also, first responders, if you're having trouble, they'll work with you too, you know. And here's something else they'll do. It's not just about PTSD or maybe, you know, you've got behavioral problems or drinking or whatever, or something like that, or you want to kick the habit with smoking. It's not just about that. How about your finances? How about you're struggling to make ends meet and you don't just know where the money goes and you want some sort of plan, battle action plan? They'll help you with that. First responders and military, too. So check them out online, Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com. That's HeroesMile.com. One more time, HeroesMile.com. Check them out online. And then once you do that, ladies and gentlemen, once you do that, you want to make sure that you give them a call if you have any further questions at 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. HeroesMile.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. They're a good group of people. They're doing great work out there. And you're going to love working with them. Okay, let's go back to the telephone line. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, I'm going to talk, first of all, before I go to the caller that's on the line, about the military and their Thanksgiving meal this year. There were a lot of complaints coming from the bases overseas, and I get it. I understand it. They said, hey, wait a minute. This isn't what we usually get at Christmas, Thanksgiving time and during the holidays and all that stuff. We didn't get enough turkey. We didn't get enough dressing. We didn't get enough whatever. There was something they weren't getting enough of, and it started with turkey, and it wound up with perhaps their favorite liquid beverage or whatnot. But you know what that's all about, don't you?
What's that?
They moved all the supplies and the stocks where they used to be to another part of the world. Maybe it's not even in the Middle East anymore for the guys and gals that are over there. Maybe it's not even in Europe. It could be on board an aircraft carrier somewhere floating around in the Mediterranean or in the Pacific, Southeast Pacific or whatever. That's what they did.
Wow. Well, that's very interesting. But, of course, it's really sad if they're not getting the kind of Thanksgiving feast that they're expecting.
Plus, remember Afghanistan?
Right.
Remember all the weapons we left behind?
Oh, yes. Yes, $85 billion worth of stuff. Yeah.
We left frozen lockers full of food over there.
Really?
Frozen lockers full of food in Afghanistan. I found that out after the fact, but I just thought you might want to know that.
Well, your enemies grow stronger on what you leave behind, that's for sure.
Yeah, nothing works like an army on a full stomach either. All right, well, hold on. We're going to go to the phone line. Okay, I believe we got Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Is that you?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. You know, Captain, you were just recently talking about The View, so I'd like to add just a little more to The View. You know, America, The View has been blocked out. 93-year-old Barbara Walters. Now, she's the founder of The View, a show she envisioned to empower women. That's what the show was founded on, a show that empowers women. Now, under Whoopi Goldberg leadership, the show has gone a hell in a handbasket. Whoopi admits she had 7 abortions before she reached the age of 25 because she refused to have protective sex. 80-year-old Joy Behar, the queen fire starter of talk. Sunny Hostin, a dumb woman who says foul things. America, you know, can you believe she is an attorney? Anna Navarro, a cutthroat attorney drama queen out of Nicaragua, lied when she boasted that President Trump is golden showers. Barbara Walters, you made a costly mistake when you brought these idiots on your show. There is no going back now. Your choice pick is your legacy. How sad. Barbara, it is the show current executive producer, Brian Ketta, who is a woker, a far, far left woker. End of story. Thanks, Captain.
Okay, well, I don't watch The View, so I don't care what happens to it. And I don't think anybody should watch The View because of the things that we keep reading about it, that we report on from time to time. And Anna Navarro was a problem when she was, quote, a Republican out of South Florida. She got into arguments all the time.
Well, right. Right. Well, of course, the View sort of exists, I think, in its own little space. You know, this, I don't know that people look to the View per se for political thought. You know, again, a lot of it's just the ideology.
Some of the women love it.
Well, and people get, you know, because remember in the olden days, people used to say, well, change the channel. If you don't like it, you know, change the channel. You know, I don't know that people get any kind of real political truth out of a show like The View, but if its ratings are there in order to keep it going, then they will. But so many other shows, they don't get renewed because of the bad ratings. So
I have to admit at one time I watched it when Elizabeth Hasselbeck was on it. Because she was Matt Hasselbeck's wife, the quarterback's wife that retired. I think he was with the Seahawks for quite a while. But anyway, they'd always go after her, and she would stand up and she would just give it back. She was like the bulldozer on that show, conservative bulldozer, would just give it right back. And I don't know when she left. It must have been 3 years ago now, maybe. But I haven't watched it since.
Well, right. Yeah, I know it does have an audience, but it's not a...
Not me.
It's not what you think, yeah.
Nope, it's not me. Sorry. I don't mean I'm sorry. I just mean it's not me. All right. let's go back to this little list here. Okay, Biden's negotiations. Yesterday, Frenchie went out of her way to make sure that everybody knew that Joe Biden was in the middle of the negotiations. After he said two or three times when being asked a question that he was not.
Maybe they didn't tell him he was part of the negotiations.
Isn't that amazing? Railroad Joe was supposedly right in the middle of the negotiations about the railroad strike that could be coming. There's four unions, by the way, that have said no to this so far.
Well, right. But again, if you're the president of the United States, Captain, you probably know if you got in the middle of the big railroad strike negotiations, it just seems like that would, you'd know that for sure, one way or the other. Yeah, there is a contradiction. It's not consistent. So who's telling us the truth?
Well, here's my statement on this. If the negotiations were going the way of the Biden administration, he'd be involved in them.
Well, sure, exactly.
But they're not, so he doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
Although we believe he probably is.
Well, Karine Jean-Pierre seems to say it.
She did say it again, several times.
Yeah, right. Well, but you're right. The whole thing would become fluid. It's like if it all goes, you know, badly, then it's like, well, you know, it's these people. They failed the president on this, and the president, you know, next time he'll get involved or stuff like that.
Well, last but not least, Liz Cheney's focus on Donald Trump now is angering the January 6th Democrats. They don't want to hear any more about it. They want her just to be quiet. Take her place, do what she's supposed to do, and stop just trying to be an anti-Trumper. Hold that thought. Coming back with more, folks, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot, I'm the police and the fireman. I'm too hot, like a dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Wait a minute.
set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch.
Oh, there they go again, dancing around the street. Hey, Kyle, you dance around the table yet?
I sure am. Yeah, I've got a long enough cable here, so that's good.
Yeah, we got to see that. You got to take a picture of that sometime. Send it to us. I can't get out of where I'm at because I'd have to hop on one leg, and I'm stuck where I'm at, so that's it. But I'm glad to hear that you're dancing. You know, music like that is happy music. They call that Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars, but I mean, that's just got a beat in it, and it just makes you want to tap your fingers and snap your fingers and tap your toes, and it's really, really good stuff. So there you go. That's this time of the morning. We need good stuff, don't we?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, well, tell us what's going on out west in your neck of the woods, and then I got to get into the snowstorm.
All right, well, Captain, we continue to see some of these Santa Ana winds continue. We were hoping they were going to be dying down earlier on Thanksgiving Day, but they're still persisting in the many parts of Southern California right now. They should be dying down soon, we understand. We continue to see, of course, this fog on Interstate 5. This is going to be north of Eugene, Oregon, all the way up to almost Portland, Oregon, on Interstate 5 there. We also have freezing fog, this along U.S. Highway 12 from Dayton, down across the border, all the way down to Pendleton on I-84. So you definitely have that going on right now. We continue to see, of course, winter weather advisories, winter storm watches up in northern Montana, northern Idaho. Especially as we get towards the weekend, we might start to see a little more snow come in through 4th of July pass. So you want to be aware of that. We also have another pass to tell you about. It was up on Cabbage earlier tonight, Captain. I think it's still reading as ground fog with limited visibility. So truckers beware of that for sure. Also, southern New Mexico, we continue with the winter storm watch there. We do have some precipitation going on, and that is going to spill over into Texas. So be careful out there.
All right, well, I'm going to get into the snow part of it right now. I-25 coming out of Las Cruces going straight north up to Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're going to be in and out of snow all the way. You're going to have anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3 inches until you start climbing. Then you could have, are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? Then you could have as much as 15 inches of snow. They now raise the up the ante to 15 inches of snow up through there. Over to the right of there, the east of there, over into Texas, the mountains of Texas, and over around El Magoro, New Mexico, as well as coming out of El Paso when you start climbing up out of the range at Interstates 10 and 20, you're looking at what could be as much as 15 inches of snow. So it's going to be windy. The winds are going to blow up to 50 miles an hour. Now, if you got 15 inches of snow or any kind of heavy snow and you got winds, that means you won't be able to see. So be prepared, be prepared, be prepared. Have your fuel right. And for God's sakes, don't head out to the east and get out there in the barren spaces without having your fuel right, number one. Because if somebody screws up and you have to sit on the road and wait for it to get cleared up, you're going to have to leave your truck running. Otherwise, you're going to really get cold because the temperatures are dropping very quickly there. You're going from in the 40s down in El Paso to the 20s to the teens as you get up into the higher elevation. And that's without the wind factor in there. So please be careful. Now, moving over to the Gulf of Mexico tonight, from Houston on down towards Corpus Christi, you have got rain, and you have got quite a bit of rain. You've got some stuff going on along the coastline there as far as wind and erosion going on and heavy waves right there coming up into the upper peninsula of Michigan. You've got a winter storm warning up there just above the Wisconsin state line, so be advised there. You're gonna have some problems. And by the way, that's a little bit east of Duluth. Duluth is not getting anything right now, but they might. They might. And then over on the east coast from the Maine Nova Scotia line all the way down here to South Jersey to Cape May, New Jersey, you've got winds. You've got a gale warning. It breaks up a little bit. It picks up again around the Chesapeake Bay. Comes all the way down to Savannah, Georgia, after that, working off the ocean side there. So be careful. You're going to have some real trouble. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J.
That's right, and you can find out more about them at PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right, Kyle, you have a great night, and we will talk to you on the weekend edition.
You too, Captain. Thank you.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him, and don't forget you can catch him on the weekend edition show. All righty. Now, coming up, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Black Friday, you're going to go out and spend money and race around the crowd?
No.
Okay. We've got people camped out here in the parking lots, not in front of the stores yet that I could see, but last night they were in the parking lot camped out in their cars getting ready to pitch their tents and all that sort of stuff and stand in line.
Yeah, I saw the other day where some of the stores had palletized all the stuff that they were putting on sale for Black Friday. It was all shrink wrap, so you couldn't get to it yet, but, well, they're preparing.
Yeah, and 6 o'clock is when some of the big box stores are opening. There may be a few that have opened a little bit early. We'll see. It'll start probably here in about another 2 or 3 minutes around 4-ish if they're doing any of that early stuff. And, of course, the all-night stores, the ones that are open all night, the Walgreens and the other drugstores that are out there, they are definitely open, and they've got their specials up everywhere.
Yes, they do.
Yep. I was surprised when I went in there the other day, and most of the store was Christmas specials and all sorts of stuff. But anyway, here's what it is. Okay, we are going to tease a little something because when we come back, we'll talk about it. Got about 30 seconds to the break. But we've got the Democrats calling for a criminal investigation into the second largest donor of the Democratic Party right behind George Soros, and that would be none other than Mr. FTX, Sam Brinkman-Fried. Apparently, he's burned a bunch of Democrats.
He has, indeed. Billions.
Yeah, and we're hearing Elizabeth Warren's making a lot of noise, so isn't her compadre up there, the other senator in Massachusetts. We're hearing that Elizabeth Warren may have had quite a bit of an investment there that she may be out as a result. So hold that thought. We'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a Friday morning as we look at it right now. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.